This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. 50 years after the events of the final Harry Potter books, and Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote an entire series of fan fiction books based on Hogwarts. This is book one in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys. Hagrids, and welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike. Oh, so excited for my guest today, Sammy Garlep, comedian, radio person, legend.
Legend. I was waiting for you to put that one in. Thank you very much, Mike. Yeah, great to be here.
Thank you for coming onto the show. I know it's a big ask to send someone a message saying, hey, mate, would you come on my Harry Potter fan fiction podcast? But you leapt at the chance.
I think I was almost a little bit too desperate. You kind of reeled it back from there. I said, yeah, whenever you want. You're like, I'll let you know, mate.
It's like, all right, we don't want you anymore because you were too... Nah, thank you so much.
No, I was keen because obviously been a big fan of yours, Mike, for a long time.
Oh, come on, man.
20th century boy. I'm wearing my Release the Sounds t-shirt today.
Well, I mean, like, not that this is Harry Potter related, but we do have to very quickly, obviously, Release the Sounds, for those who follow the wider cinematic universe of Radio Mike, which you are now a part of.
Yeah,
congratulations.
This is it. I get my own spin-off. The real fans will know.
Release the Sounds, me and Jack Post Band. Sam's rocked up wearing our merch, which is great, and thank you for purchasing it. I also happen to be wearing what I thought was the same shirt. However, I'm not sure if it'll come up on the video. Mine is not only significantly lower in quality, but it's a different color to Sam's.
Yeah,
So it's like, who got the misprint? Did I get a misprint or you?
I don't know how I managed to get a better shirt than the guy in the band.
Yeah, I don't know either. But this does go up as a video on YouTube. So if you want to just compare them, I don't know if it's as clear as day in the video, but to us, it is as clear as day that these are different colored shirts.
Otherwise, you're just looking at two good looking guys opening their shirts.
But this is not a Release the Sounds podcast.
No.
This is a Harry Potter fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike. And I guess that's where we start because, you know, everyone in their 20s has some experience with Harry Potter. What's yours?
Glad you asked, Mike. Harry Potter, I've read all the books multiple times.
Oh.
Which I think I'm now the first guest who's actually read the Harry Potter books.
Luke Kidgell was on. He said he read the first one.
Yeah.
Zach Miller was on last episode and he said that he had just seen the movies, I think.
Yeah, and
congratulations.
That's why I jumped at the opportunity to get on. I'm like, you need someone who's actually read the books, seen the movies. I read them multiple times. I read Azkaban first though.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
The front cover of that I always enjoyed, like them riding on the hippogriff.
Yeah.
Compared to Philosopher's Stone, where it's just Harry at 9 3/4 and he's just like,
oh? Like the wizard that wasn't Dumbledore was on the back, some random wizard.
That's so true. In the original print for Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, there was some, I think it was Dumbledore, but it looked nothing like how Dumbledore is described in that book. And he's wearing a purple robe and he doesn't have grey hair.
Yeah, like whoever drew that hadn't read the book, obviously. Hadn't read anything.
I actually had never thought of that. Does anyone have a copy of that original Philosopher's Stone? It must have just been the earlier print.
I think I have one.
Yeah, okay. Send it in so we can... not now. Don't go home yet. Okay. Send a picture in. But like, yeah, that's actually a funny thing to think about because you would assume... The person who illustrated read the book, found the platform 9 3/4 and was like, oh, I'll draw that. And then read Dumbledore and was like, oh, I'll do my own interpretation.
I remember reading thinking, when's this character going to pop up? When's he going to pop up?
Because nowhere in the series does that character on the back of that book show up.
No.
Interesting.
Not at all.
I'm glad you brought that
no,
up.
No, thank you.
That's a deep conversation. And I assume you've seen the films.
Seen all the films. Me and some of my friends dressed up and went to the midnight screening of... The last film.
Yeah, I did that too. Where'd you go?
Chatty.
We went Crown Casino.
And yours shut down.
There were two showings. Ours was the one that didn't shut down. Fuck those other guys.
I know, they suck. Losers. Yeah. And yeah, I've written some fan fiction myself before, technically.
Really?
I wrote a Harry Potter sketch for a show that I was doing.
What was the show?
It was the Melbourne University Law Review.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I made it. It was basically went really long. And the premise of it was Harry Potter's first year at school. But in the same year, that actually sent a Hogwarts letter to a magician as well by the name of Gary Magic.
Like just like a real world magician who does magic.
Yeah, yeah. And then he gets way more popular than Harry. Harry can't.
Like, hey guys, I'm going to take a rabbit out of a hat. Look at that. Can Harry do that one?
And everyone, and Harry's like, hey, my parents are dead. And I was like, no one cares.
I actually was thinking like, you know, taking a rabbit out of a hat, common real world magician trick, really cool, not much practical use. But then I think, I was thinking the other day, in the Chamber of Secrets, Professor McGonagall is teaching them that spell Ferroverto, which changes teacups in animals into teacups. And I'm like, oh God, I'm stranded in this desert. All I've got is my pet rat.
Don't worry.
Turn it into a teacup. You still don't even have water. Like what is the purpose of that spell?
Hey, if you die on that, at least you die fancy. You don't need the class.
Also, as if you want to drink out of your own rat or your own pig or whatever you have.
Yeah, but that's not the creepiest thing of the rat. I also think that just the whole Peter Pettigrew being a rat, Ron's rat for his whole childhood is still the weirdest rat story.
And there is one of those big plot holes that people point out, which is Fred and George had the Marauders map the whole time. Why did they never see Peter Pettigrew sleeping next to Ron every night? Because they must, like he must, I guess, and that J.K. Rowling is like, well, they were more interested in all the wacky things about Hogwarts. They weren't looking at Ron.
Well, they didn't care about their own brother sleeping with the, you know, so, maybe they were just very accepting.
Well, yeah, it's possible, like, hey. But they were quite young.
It's not our business.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It isn't our business at all. We're just doing a whole podcast about it, but not our business. So I guess that brings the question, favourite book. No. Favourite book, favourite film?
Favourite book, yeah, again, started with Azkaban.
Yeah.
Because I think when I initially started reading Philosopher's Stone, when I was too young, it was a bit boring, and actually reads a lot like Harry Potter and the Boys, because I feel like it's lots of lists. It's like, they were on a street. This was the number of the street. There was a cat there, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I think Half-Blood Prince, I know that a lot of people have been saying that.
Yeah, okay.
Half-Blood Prince, just because it was really dark and
even
got
the book?
Yeah, sorry, the book.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, the book, because it got a bit darker. You got to kind of bit of Snape's like backstory and stuff, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, and like I think in the book, well, the thing I hated about the movie, and I think I've said it on the pod as well, is like, the Half-Blood Prince element is like barely present in the film until at the end when Snape just says it. And it's supposed to be this like bombshell dropped moment, but because there's none of the backstory where it's like his mother's maiden name was Prince and that's why, like there's none of that. So you just don't get why he's the Half-Blood Prince.
Exactly. Like that whole plot in the movie is just like, there's a book, Harry found it.
Yeah.
Snape's like, it was my book.
It's like, okay. Does that mean, did you make the spells? Like what?
Are you royal? Like,
I know you just killed Dumbledore, but can we talk about this?
let's backtrack and explain that. There should be post credits about that.
Because Harry doesn't, in the book, Harry has all the background information to revert it back and be like, oh, that's why. But in the movie, he must just be like, I have no idea. And also, does Snape invent the spell Sectum Sempra? Like, does he?
Oh,
can you invent spells?
I don't know, but you know what annoys me the most about the movies in the movie?
Yeah.
Because Sectum Sempra in the books is a non-verbal spell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they say it in the movies.
Yeah.
And I know that like
I feel like how could they? They'd have to. Do you know what I mean?
I know. just figure it out.
Yeah.
Whoever directed that.
That's a pretty good scene where Malfoy's just lying on the floor covered in blood. But I just don't understand how Harry escaped. In the movies, Harry didn't get punished at all for that. Like, he nearly killed a student. He literally slashed open a student, essentially.
That's because he's in Dumbledore's pocket, you know?
Yeah. I guess so. Oh, he can do whatever
he wants. Yeah, he was still there. He was around.
And then favourite movie? What would favourite movie be?
Favourite movie, again, Azkaban is good, but in terms of rewatchable, the first two, you can just put on repeat. The most quotable, rewatchable, they're more comforting because nothing really
they're much
dark
more
happens.
Innocent, aren't they?
Yeah.
And like, I feel like there's, particularly with the first one, there's this weird like feeling of home with that first one, right? Like, that one was really like a really magical kind of, sorry, but it was like, I just feel like, you know.
That's the trailer,
it's a magical adventure with Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Yeah.
Join Harry and his friends
on a magical journey. Oh, Fedevento.
Learn all the spells, your favorite spells, Fedevento. Sectum Sempra.
Turn your animal into a teacup with Fedevento. Someone please do some research on why Fedevento exists. But yeah. I do wonder, like, because Snape does have a bunch of spells, like Levy Corpus is another one that he invented. And it's like, how do you invent? Do you just like sit down and it's like, all right, I want to make my bed. So now I'm just going to start. Do the spells exist? Do you know what I mean? Like, do they always exist, or do you have to like do a magic spell to create a spell?
Actually, I don't know. I feel like you have to do, I feel like it's like alchemy or something. You've got to do calculations of some sort.
Yeah.
How the hell do you create a spell?
And we should get into the fanfiction soon, but one more thing I just thought of today when I was like thinking of stuff to do. And also you were the second guest on the show to bring a notebook filled with notes about the podcast. Luke Kidjul didn't, and that makes total sense for him. But you and Zach, full of notes, and you're reading them before the show. And it's like, mate, you don't have to prepare for this. It's not an assignment.
Well, actually, I wish I did less preparation for this because there was another question that I thought was coming.
Oh.
And of what house?
Yes,
what
of house course. Am I no, we have to do that. What house?
Well, this is why I wish I didn't prepare. And kids, if you're listening, don't prepare for anything in life because you'll just be disappointed. Because I've lived my whole life as a Gryffindor. All right?
In your mind.
In my mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I heard Zach did the Pottermore quiz. So last night I was like, I better do it. Just, you know, let's just tick that box.
Yeah.
Gryffindor, of course. Do the test. Fucking Hufflepuff.
I don't think that the Pottermore quiz is a tried and true formula for figuring out what house you're in, right? And I think, as I said to Zach, the only way to really know what house you're in to get the sorting hat on your head. And if you don't do that, just for audio listeners, I tapped my head.
Where are we getting the sorting hat?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, okay, at the true. End of the day, you'll never really know.
That's it, because even if the Pottermore quiz puts me in Hufflepuff, once that hat goes in my head, not Hufflepuff.
But like the other
you do very average in Hufflepuff.
Or anywhere, really. The sign of a true Hufflepuff. The last thing I just wanted to bring it up, which is totally irrelevant, is in the books, and you're the only book reader that's been on the show.
makes them sound so bad. The only one's ever read a book.
No, am I correct in saying that I think one of the professors in the books is a ghost and his name is Professor Binns. And I think he's like the professor of maybe
magical history.
Yeah, magical history, right? Now, I was actually wondering about like the economics of this, because if you're a ghost, do you need to work and contribute to society? If not, why is he teaching?
Why is he doing it? Yeah. Often ghosts have unfinished business, and maybe for some reason this was...
His unfinished business is to teach a class.
So and lame.
His unfinished business is to teach the perfect class, and he just can't do it. So every day he's like, this is going to be the one. This is going to be the one. And then someone calls out and he's like, damn it, Potter. Shall we get into the fan?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Because we'll keep that that writer, that fan in, that fan happy that wrote in.
Oh, yes. The fan that said, I wish you could just tell me when it ends so I can stop.
Maybe I shouldn't call them the fan, but anyway, because they might not be.
The anti-fan. Yeah. Bit of a Snape. He's the Snape.
Snape in the grass. I shouldn't have said that.
So last week, you listened to the ep, you said.
I did.
I'll just do a quick recap. Basically, the boys finally made it to the Great Hall. After swimming through a freezing cold lake, there was a lot of commotion. Several students died. I think 17 students died. We met Hagrid for the first time, who is now a 46 trillion kilogram weighing rock star who is responsible for several of the deaths.
Why do you hate fat people? They're already fat. Leave them alone.
No, sorry, everyone. Like, I did say there might be some stuff in this book that is not appropriate. Like, I have not read ahead, but we now enter chapter 6.
Okay.
Harry Potter has just said at the end of that chapter, let the sorting begin. And now we're on chapter 6, the sorting dilemma.
Okay.
I will pass it over to you.
Okay, yes.
And I did notice one thing, Sam, is that this is a slightly shorter chapter than we've had in the past.
Okay.
I didn't invite you on for a shorter chapter as a test to be like, well, we'll see how he goes with this and then we'll get him onto some of the bigger stuff.
Like you weren't sure if I could read beforehand.
So, you know, do your best. So we always start by just reading out the chapter name as it is there and then we go from there. Here it is.
Thanks. So read out the chapter name you said.
Okay. Yeah.
Chapter 6, The Sorting Dilemma.
Ooh, wonder what the dilemma is. I guess we'll probably find out in the chapter.
Okay. Just reading the first line. This is so stupid. Harry took out the sorting hat from his underpants.
Which is, do you think, because there's two possibilities here. Yeah. One, the sorting hat wanted to be in his underpants.
Yes.
Or two, the sorting hat has been forcibly put down Harry's underpants as some kind of sick punishment.
Like if you've got a normal hat down your underpants, already weird, but the sorting hat is sentient. Yeah. Like, it's down there going, please, no.
At some point before this, Harry's gone, what else do I need for the sorting? So, oh, yes, of course, sorting hat. And then he puts it down his pants in his underpants. It's not even, like, between his pants and his underpants. It's in his underpants.
And I don't know how that relates to him being the head of giving head or whatever, but
but you wouldn't think it is, because he's not giving, if head is true. Occurring in this situation, it's not
the sorting,
but maybe he's being a mentor.
It also asks the question, is the sorting hat, like, would it go in the hat hole or its mouth? It doesn't matter. I don't know what constitutes.
All right, this is so inappropriate.
This is so Harry, come on.
Harry's taken the sorting hat out of his underpants.
Line one.
Okay. We've done 3 minutes of content on one line. It's going to be a longy, guys.
He called Professor Longbottom Neville.
In brackets, it says Neville. Yeah, cool. So Neville is now a professor, which I do believe does happen in the actual Harry Potter canon.
That's canon. Yeah,
One of the first canonical things.
This is actually accurate. Professor Longbottoxum, you misspelled that. Just left it so in.
Is this another character? Yeah. Or is it just a typo? I'm going to say it's a typo.
All right. Professor Longbottom was suspected by many as an idiotus. In brackets, a magical idiot.
I love how there's a class. It's like, don't mind Neville, he's an idiotus.
Like, oh, he's not just a regular idiot. No, he's a magical idiot.
You know, Professor Lupin's an animagus, Professor Longbottom, idiotus. Magical idiot. You can learn all about that in History of Magic with Professor Beans.
Oh, terrible name. Anyway, he got up and said stupidly.
Never in Harry Potter is like, hey, Harry, said Ron stupidly. Stupidly is never a descriptor that is used in the books.
But I like, because the author,
it does
colour the character as stupid. So you know they're stupid.
Yeah.
You keep reinforcing how stupid these characters are.
Particularly Professor Longbottom. I mean, he is an idiotus and we really need to know how stupid an idiotus.
So he said it stupidly. So he didn't just say it. Okay. Oh, excuse me. And he said stupidly, when I call your name, get your stupid idiot ass up here.
This is Neville saying this.
Neville saying, you stupid idiot ass up here. Get your stupid idiot ass sorted and get your stupid idiot ass over to your seats.
Do you think maybe Neville is overcompensating for his own idiotic status? But also, it's not, like, it does say he's speculated as an idiotic, so it's not actually confirmed he is one.
That's true. He could be a genius, magical genius.
But for whatever reason, Neville is being quite abusive. get your stupid idiot ass up here.
I've read it as ass because you've spelt it.
Right, it's A-double-S.
Yeah, A-R-S-E would be ass in my opinion.
Right, okay.
He called out, and I'll continue.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off, I'm done with you. I'm bored of what you were saying, I'm going to move on. He called out a name. Gemini Jones.
Okay, so we did meet Gemini, I believe, last chapter, who's one of the, you know, of the boys. He's a secondary boy, but yeah, he is one of the boys.
And again, I immediately thought it was a female, but as we've discovered,
Gemini is a boy. Yeah.
Not much female representation in podcasts, but that's, like, there probably wasn't much female representation in Mike's life until you were.
Yeah, that's true. 22. And I think we both went to the same school.
Yes, we did.
How many females were there? Zero.
Zero.
Well, some teachers. That's a bit different, though. Well, Hermione, I believe, is the only female character in this book. I'm so sorry because the demographic of this podcast does tend to lean more towards women. Like, I think women just really look at Harry Potter really nostalgically, and so do I. Mm. Like, it just seems to be more women listening to this, but they're so underrepresented.
It is good also. Like, that's the beauty of looking back at something that you've written when you were a lot younger and how much your perspective has changed since then.
Yeah.
And, like, you've learned a lot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm proud of you.
If I wrote this today, Gemini would be a woman.
But and that's the only change I'd make. They would still be.
I couldn't even throw in like Lavender Brown as a professor or some shit. Like, it's just Hermione is the only girl I know in my life at this point.
Oh, gee whiz. And I did, I did bring my protective gloves to the podcast.
There won't be any.
Just in case it goes really
won't
well.
Won't be any.
No
HJ action here.
Okay, well, I open at the close, if you know what I'm saying. All right. Okay. He called out a name, Gemini Jones. The boys looked at Gemini Jones. Strangely, he looked abnormally like Lockie.
Okay. And Lockie again, one of the boys.
One of the boys.
One like, of the main boys.
Like, seriously, he was identical.
And again, this is... That's the narrator saying, like, seriously, guys, like, he's just like, this is like,
you better believe me.
Instead of a book using actual descriptors, like, it was an uncanny resemblance to Lockie. It was a mystery. It's like, seriously, guys, it was
like, I don't need to explain anymore. Just trust me. Also, what I like is we've not really heard any physical descriptors of Lockie or Gemini Jones yet. We don't know what either of them look like.
We know nothing about, they're actually. On the artwork to this podcast, which was done by Dave Ferrier, who you know Dave, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So no Dave way. Is a...
Yeah, I do.
Dave is a cartoonist who did the artwork for this. There are Harry Potter is on there. Derek is on there. He's one of the ones we sort of have an idea of how he looks. Then there are just two boys, right? And they just look like generic boys. I don't even know which ones they are. They're just two boys on the cover of this.
No one knows. Okay. So, abnormally like Lockie, like seriously, he was identical. Like, if this book ever became a movie, he would be played by the same actor.
Okay, so there's something going on here with Lockie and Gemini. I would hazard a guess to say they might be long lost twins.
I would like that, but and you do keep alluding to, and so does the author here.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, what could that mean? That might come up later in the book. Where in a normal book, yes, but I often details are thrown in here that will never pop up again. It was written by a child.
Yeah, just red herrings. Yeah. But like, yeah, I think the thing with Lockie and Gemini is, I forgot what I was going to say.
They look alike.
Yeah,
That's the point you're trying to get across.
But yeah, you're right. It could just be me trying to shake the pot a bit.
I hazard a guess we'll never hear about that again.
Okay.
The Sorting Hat shouted out, Slytherin.
All right, so Gemini is a Slytherin, which is interesting. And, you know, Slytherins, not all evil. Hashtag not all Slytherins.
Can we get that? Yeah, can we get that trending?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not all Slytherins.
Which ones aren't?
No, there are some good Slytherins. I can't think of any right. I think Horace Slughorn, Professor Slughorn, was a Slytherin.
Was one of the...
You know, he became a
was,
teacher.
Was all Sirius... Right. No, Sirius Black's brother?
Yeah, Regulus Black, but he was bad.
Oh.
he was not good.
I know, I liked him. I liked
yeah, he was cool.
I feel like whatever. We would have got along. Whatever. All right. So, yes, Gemini Jones is a Slytherin.
Okay.
Idiot loser face, Neville shouted.
So there is a student... Not only is there a student at this school called Idiot Loserface,
but... Oh, sorry. I thought he was calling Gemini Jones.
No, I think he's calling the next student, Idiot Loserface.
He
and
is.
Then, so in this canonical path of the Harry Potter story, there is a family, the Loserfaces, and they have decided to name their son or daughter. We actually don't know yet. They've decided to name him or her or they... Idiot.
With your track record, I'm guessing it's a boy. I'm just going to say that.
Actually, come to think of it, idiot doesn't sound like a girl's name. Like, if it had to be one, you'd think it'd be a boy's name.
Idiota. Or idiot.
Yeah.
But I like it because, look, the last name's Loserface. You're either going to run away from it or you're just going to embrace it.
But he's only 11. He might have to run away from it later in life, but we'll see how... He may not ever be mentioned again. We don't know.
Maybe he'll shorten it just to loser or face. Who knows? Idiot loser face, Neville shouted. As he said the name, an idiotic, misspelled, idiotic with two D's, anyway. Idiotic boy with a loser face walked up.
I mean, well, that's an apt description because his name is Idiot Loserface and he's described as an idiotic boy with a loser face.
And I've immediately got a visual. It's really, yeah, it's really great. Oh, Hufflepuff, it shouted. Yeah. Okay.
As makes sense. You would expect Idiot Loserface, the idiotic boy with a loser face, to be in Hufflepuff.
I feel like Hufflepuffs are nerds that aren't actually smart enough to be a nerd.
Mm. They're not smart enough to be a Ravenclaw. They're not brave enough to be a Gryffindor. And they're not cunning enough to be a Slytherin.
Yeah. Now, I used to be all about this chap, but now that I found out I'm maybe Hufflepuff, I'm actually a bit hurt. Idiot got up and walked to the Hufflepuff table.
And all the Hufflepuffs are like, oh, well done, idiot. Well done, idiot. Oh, join us. Guys. I'm fuckwit.
Nice to meet you. Hi, g'day. My name's Shart. Don't worry.
I'm Shart Bumtoot. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Don't worry about the name. No one really mentions it.
We're also on page 2 of this chapter. We've barely made any headway on this.
The guy who wants to get straight into the fan fiction, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry, man. But this is the podcast.
This is the podcast.
The podcast is about unpacking the fan fiction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Next. Now let's just get into the next bit, which will be a very...
quick bit, I'm sure.
A very quick bit.
I'm going to say I've glanced over, well so written. I know what's coming.
Well written and quick. Hopeless McDopeless.
He said, let me guess, Hufflepuff.
It was next. Hufflepuff, it screamed again. Yes.
I just imagine, oh, g'day, we're the McDopeless family, and this is our son or daughter, Hopeless.
Hopeless. Hopeless McDopeless. It's very clever, very, very Dickensian, the way you're writing this.
All right, so let's do a $5 bet right now. If Idiot Loserface or Hopeless McDopeless appear in any other point in this book, if they do, I'll give you $5.
Yeah.
If they don't, you give me $5. Or is that?
Well, I don't think they will.
Okay, so you'll bet $5 they won't.
I think they will never come up ever again.
Shake on it. All right, Hopeless McDopeless and Idiot Loserface. Let's see.
Well, lucky we didn't shake on this guy because I can see this character coming up a lot. No chance in life was next.
And it's spelt, so no chance
is
the way it's spelt, but it's one word.
One word.
And then in life.
Is also one word.
Could be no chance in life.
That's right. It could be a different.
So we don't know, really.
No chance, eh?
We might never know.
It might be Spanish. No chance.
No canse. Mm. Could be, yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. And what house does he go to?
Hufflepuff, it said again.
Hufflepuff's getting a run this year in the
story. I like this bit. Ravenclaw, it said to someone else.
Yeah, probably someone with a normal name.
You couldn't think of one.
Nah. It just is, and also, all the houses are bolded and underlined.
Yeah.
Which J.K. Rowling never felt the need to do. Just so you know, these are the houses. Bold, underlined.
I actually almost thought that you had that much doubt in me that you had bolded them, just so you could be like, these are words you read louder.
If you need pronunciation help, definitely just ask for these ones.
I googled the pronunciation for you. Cool. Michael Carmichael, cool. Said Neville.
So this is one of the boys.
One of the boys.
Possibly the main boy.
Here we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd imagine. So.
Yes.
Michael walked up to the Sorting Hat.
Okay. As you do.
Now in bold again. I think everything the Sorting Hat says is in bold.
Maybe it's because he was down Harry's undies for so long. He's just got a really bold, gruffy voice.
Difficult.
So that's the Sorting Hat. Because I think when Harry goes up in the... I think this is a parody of when Harry goes up in the books, the Sorting Hat's like, difficult.
But he doesn't say it that many times.
The parody I've done is he says it 10 times. difficult. And then read on.
And... Gryffindor!
So he goes on 10 times about how difficult it is and then just goes, and Gryffindor.
Gryffindor, though. It is definitely Gryffindor.
Well, that was the hardest one of the lot.
And that's not unpacked at all. Just go straight on to the next child.
Yeah, because with Harry, it's like, oh, plenty of courage. You'd do okay in Gryffindor, but lots of wit. You'd be a good Slytherin.
Yeah, not Slytherin. Anyway.
Ravenclaw would suit you too. And then for this one, it's the most difficult one, but there's no explanation as to why.
No. Again, we assume that... the sorting hat has been down Harry's underpants, wants to get this one over and done so he can go home and cry or...
Just wash his hat hole out, wherever he wants to wash.
We're not here to judge. Well, we are. We're here to judge this book. Rob Robson called Neville.
Yeah, and again, possibly the second most prominent of the boys mm-hmm. so far, Michael and Rob.
Rob walked up to the sorting hat. Ha! Another Robson! Gryffindor!
Okay, so, and in chapter one, I believe we learned that Rob is one of like 600
siblings.
So the sorting hat has clearly sorted, you know, hundreds of the Robsons. So we just know straight. This is, and that's a reference to Ron Weasley when he's like, another Weasley. So
incredible, really, that there's only one Robson in this year level. Seeing as the other ones must have had 100. Yeah. Each.
You would expect that currently at Hogwarts, most of the enrolled students are from this family.
Okay, so I don't want to go off topic again, but in Harry Potter, in the books, in the movies, yeah. wherever, there's only like eight people per house in the books. Right? In 5 years, there's only like 40 kids per house in over all the years.
Yeah.
But somehow there are crowds of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. In all the movies, I'm like, who are all these kids?
That's the other thing. I think I was saying it on another podcast, which was, it seems suspicious that there seems to be an even amount of people in each house. Because you would think, it's not like, we're going to give you all numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. If you're a 1, you're in Gryffindor, right? But for some reason, all the houses just seem to have the same amount of people. Like, I think, could there be a year where there's just no Slytherins? No one really fit Slytherin that year. there's no Quidditch team. We had 4 years in a row no Slytherins. There's just no Slytherin. Slytherin can't really win the House Cup. Like,
it'd be really easy. Like if you want to play Quidditch, it'd be really easy to make the team.
Get the team, yeah.
And the teachers would be happy they get a year off basically coordinating.
Yeah. Professor Snape, he's gone down to the beach house. He's I'm clocked off. Guys.
Maybe there's a quota. The sorting hat's like, they got it. Hey, look.
But if there's a quota, then that just defeats the whole purpose of the sorting hat. Because the sorting hat it judges your character, right? I think that's a gaping hole no one really brings up.
My mind is blown.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Okay. Now, also, this is getting really repetitive. That's why I had to go on tangent.
Okay.
It's a ghost just then. Lockie Lockhart called Neville. We're going to find it. We're listing every single person.
We're essentially in a real time. We're real time experiencing the sorting.
And it's all, each one's a different line.
Yeah.
Lockie walked up to the sorting hat.
And every single one so far, Rob walked up to the sorting hat. Michael walked up to the sorting hat. Lockie walked up to the sorting hat.
No different. What? I feel like you did a copy and paste job here.
Yeah.
So Lockie walked up to the sorting hat. Wow. Slither. No, wait. Gryffindor.
Oh, that's interesting though, because Gemini Jones went to Slytherin.
Yeah.
Lockie nearly went into Slytherin. They're identical. He's gone into Gryffindor. I wonder what that says about Lockie.
This could actually be something that comes back later.
We'll never hear from Gemini again. Also, why do all the boys have pretty regular names and then there's just Gemini Jones?
Where'd you pull that from?
I don't know, but like, I think I was just trying to think of a Harry Potter like name. Oh, it's Luna Lovegood. Gemini Jones.
It actually is. That is the most Harry Potter like name I've heard.
More than bloody Crab. Yeah.
Was he Vincent or the other
Vincent
one?
Vincent Crab, yeah. Mm. And then Gregory Goyle.
Gregory, nice. Mm.
Okay, so Lockie, they're all in Gryffindor, it seems. Let's continue though.
Luke Lucas called Neville.
Yeah.
Luke walked up the sorting hat.
Yep. No one's running.
Oh my God, he went, wait. The sorting hat says, in brackets, fart? No, he didn't. There's no question mark. Fart? Gryffindor!
And this is what, because this raises a lot of questions, because it's unclear to me whether the sorting hat did a fart, which also raises more questions about...
Yeah.
Whether it has a an intestine, essentially.
And is it farting directly onto Luke Lucas's head?
Or is he saying the word fart? Like, it's unclear there. I'm like, maybe we'll never know.
I think we will never know. Yeah. I think, well, let's lock that in.
We can't ask the author. He's forgotten. But no, my reading of that would be that I thought the sorting hat would be funny if it did a fart.
If it did a fart. That is very funny. Fart on someone's head.
On someone's head. But then it's like, where did the fart come from? I'd say the hat hole. But
Which would be unpleasant, but oh well. Anyway, he goes to Gryffindor anyway. And last, and most definitely least, Sam and Tom, Sam Thompson. It's called Neville. So Sam and Tom walk up the... So they're going by... Wait, sorry.
Wait. Like, one thing on that is... Like, it does feel like they would be the least important of the boys so far that we've met.
Yeah.
Because, to be honest, like, Sam, Tom, even Luke just seem like sort of extra characters.
Yeah, and, like, Sam and Tom are grouped together, which you often do with twins. Like, yeah, you're just like, yeah, they're the same. Yeah. And that we've not mentioned them separately at all.
And then is the next line saying they've gone up, they're going up together.
Yes. Sam and Tom walked up to the sorting hat. Why were they both being sorted as one human? Don't ask me.
The book says that.
The book says.
Oh, hang on. The book actually says, don't ask me. I'm just the narrator. I'm just calling it as it happens.
Often the narrator is the all-knowing presence in a book.
The narrator is God of this book, but this guy's like, I don't know. I'm just narrating it. I don't know. And never in Harry Potter does the narrator of the book be like, why was Harry going to the Whomping Willow? I don't know.
You don't see JK doing that. You don't see any authors doing that.
Not yet. Well, this author is something different.
Yeah, yeah.
Directly speaking to the audience. Guys, don't ask me. I don't know.
Stop. Just stop asking. Keep reading.
Yeah, you'll find out.
Okay, the sorting hat. I don't know. Oh, stuff it. Gryffindor. Can I go now?
So after all this time, it seems that the sorting hat is sick of its job, and now he's literally just going, I don't know, Gryffindor, I guess.
And much like if you were reading this book, you'd be sick of reading everyone's getting sorted in a row.
Yeah, the book is very, yeah, it understands what the reader is going through.
And can I go now, obviously, to clean its hat hole from being in Harry's underpants?
Yeah, well, that's our assumption.
Well, here we go, as we move on. Oh, wait, there is one more. Derek Derrickson, said Neville.
Wow, and Derek... Again, one of the top three boys.
Yeah.
He's the idiot one.
Didn't he die? Did he die already and come back?
Derek did die and come back in chapter 5, like in most books.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Sort of, I mean, the Bible had something like that.
That one, you had to wait 3 days for that.
Yeah, this back. Was instant.
Instant, love it. Derek walked up to the sorting hat, feeling more nervous than ever. It's in italics. Okay. Ever than ever.
Okay. Well, that might be the only normal sentence in this chapter so far. Like, I'm just like, okay, that's a sentence that I don't feel like we have to unpack.
No, let's not. Said the sorting hat. Wow. Plenty of jealousy. Great intelligence. You see, Derek wasn't so stupid until... I don't know why that's in brackets as well.
Is the sorting hat saying that?
No, like, the narrator is saying that.
Okay, the narrator is saying that. So the sorting hat goes, there's plenty of jealousy, great intelligence, which seem very different. And then the narrator goes, you see, Derek wasn't so stupid until ... And then I guess...
And then keeps... Yeah, sorry. It's hard to keep track, but I like it. Okay, lots of courage. It goes on. Self-confidence. Where to put you? Let's see. Not Hufflepuff, that's the loser team.
Suddenly the houses are being referred to as teams. Not Hufflepuff, that's the loser team.
And also like a bit stiff to the Hufflepuffs that are in the room.
In front watching it, yeah. Bloody Hopeless but Dopeless is probably like, come on man, give us a break.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, here we go. This guy's to support my argument. Not Ravenclaw or Gryffindor, there have been too many there. So there must be a quota.
There's a quota.
Then it will have to be... Wait.
Okay, so deceptive. Yeah, you think it's going to be Slytherin.
You really are. This is like
a teaser.
I am. This is good. The sorting hat paused after 10 minutes of silence. It suddenly
wait, and then everyone's just sort of like,
and everyone waits.
Yeah, just looking at their watches, being like. Hey, did you see the game, the Quidditch match last night?
Nah, yeah, it was, who won? Yeah,
oh, bloody, I don't know.
Yeah, you see that horrible display by Crumb? I don't know, it's still going around. But 10 minutes.
That's hefty.
Like 10 seconds is a long time of silence when someone's speaking. Oh yeah,
imagine being in just a work meeting and someone's like, hang on guys, hang on. And then just 10 minutes. I kind of want to just leave 10 minutes of silence now.
We'll do that at the end. Yeah. We'll put in 10 minutes of silence at the end. So okay. And then, after 10 minutes of silence, it suddenly said, "Expelled."
Wow.
I didn't know.
Wow. The sorting out has the apparently can expel students that don't seem to fit the four houses. But also, are you enrolled? Are you a student before you're sorted? Like, I guess. So I guess Derek's expelled.
Well, yeah, but yeah, it's pretty stiff to be expelled on your first day after you've done nothing.
Imagine, like, at our school, we had, like, houses. Like, yep. We had different coloured houses that were sort of, like, for the sports and stuff. And it's like, imagine it's like, all right, guys, we're going to sort you into your houses, blue, green, red. Expelled.
Nothing. Or,
unfortunately, expelled.
You'd think they'd at least put you in nothing and you just hang out with, like, the janitor.
You're a neutral. Yeah. A neutral. You wear a grey shirt.
Just shamed at every lunchtime, every...
No, you're not allowed to wear a shirt at sports. You have to just be topless. And you're just walking there. You know?
Oh, man, I hate it when they made you do that. Yeah. Swimming sport's the worst. Okay. All right,
so expelled, says the sorting
expelled.
Cut. And we're on the last page now. Here we go. One sentence.
Quite a long page. With one sentence. Probably right after he got expelled. Suddenly, Derek got up and wasted a whole piece of paper by saying, "No."
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
I won't go the whole thing.
Et cetera. Yeah.
It is. I can't even. I'd say that's about 15 to 16 lines of no.
Of the O's in
the O's in no.
Yeah.
All underlined.
All underlined. And but the issue with this is, I guess this page really only works if the book is printed, because. We haven't wasted any paper.
No, this is just on a PDF.
It's on a PDF. So yeah, and also the nose don't go to the whole. You could still do a little drawing on the bottom.
Yeah, 100%. You could write something else, a little footnote, anything.
And another technique, like J.K. Rowling has never done the whole. Oh, I'm going to waste a whole piece of paper with this chapter or something like
that. No, but I think I have seen F. Scott Fitzgerald do that one.
The Great Gatsby, of course. But, and that's the end of the chapter.
That's the end of the chapter. There's actually no full stop or exclamation point end of the quote. So we assume Derek is still talking.
Everything for the rest of the book is still Derek talking, I guess.
Well, what a chapter.
That was so much fun. And thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you.
Do you have 5 more minutes to just do some of the listener emails? So the guy who wrote the review, you can log off now. Turn it all off.
You'll take the laptop.
I'll take the laptop from you. So we just have a little bit of correspondence before we wrap up here. I wrote it all down in a Google thing. Okay, so just a couple one. A little bit on the Hufflepuff stuff.
Yeah, interesting.
Will sent in an email. He said, "Hey, Mike, I'm a Hufflepuff. We're the kind house, and I can name some famous Hufflepuffs for you. Nymphadora Tonks, Cedric Diggory, and my favorite, Newt Scamander. See ya, mate."
See ya.
What?
Sorry, I just said, see ya.
Oh, right. Also got one, I don't know this person's name. Sorry, mate. And he said, "Hey, Mike, I've just started listening to Harry Potter and the Boys, loving it. I take issues with your statements on Hufflepuff. The Hogwarts champion of the Triwizard Tournament, Cedric Diggory, was a Hufflepuff. If Hufflepuff was a reject house, the champion wouldn't have been from that house. Thanks for coming to my TED talk." Now, the first issue I have with that is I never attended a TED talk by him, so I'm not sure what he's referring to.
Also, you know, even a broken clock's right twice a day, you know, whatever it is.
But also, I replied to him and said, "Hey, mate, Cedric died in that competition."
Not sure if you watched the end.
Sorry to burst your bubble. Cedric's dead, and he died in that competition. Maybe if he was the champion, he wouldn't have fucking died.
Like, maybe this guy, like, as soon as Cedric touched that port key, the Triwizard Cup, he turned it off. He's like, he's won.
Yeah,
he was too busy celebrating. Kill the spare.
One from Ethan, and this is a bit of a nitpicky one, but I thought I'd bring it up anyway. In the intro to this podcast, it says 50 years after the events of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. But in the first chapter of Harry Potter and the Boys, it's actually 55 years.
Okay.
He's pointed that out. And then he said, "I hope that's helpful and not annoying." And to be honest, it is helpful, but I'm not changing it because I don't care. I just don't care.
There are so many plot holes. Just if you're listening there, and just you've got to just ignore some of them.
No one's going, "Oh, is it 50 or 55? I just can't get into it unless I know that. Final one. This is from Amy, the official correspondent of the show. Great listener. And she's often doing some background research for the show. The stuff I don't want to do, Amy's doing in her own time.
And it's good because, like, a bit of fact checking.
Yeah, yeah. And exactly to my point here. So, "Hey, Mike, just listened to chapter 5. Absolute banger. Loved all the commotion-induced fainting," which happened last week. there's a question that comes up every time. So she's actually giving me a question.
Yep.
Every time I read the books, and I wonder what you and the listeners think of this, and you can be the first one to answer. Is someone's Patronus the same animal as their Animagus animal? The only Animagus whose Patronus we know is McGonagall, both cats, Animagus and but we never see James, Sirius, Wormtail, Rita Skeeter cast Patronuses, and they're the only Animagi I can think of. And she also says she thinks Hagrid is allowed to use a wand again after the Battle of Hogwarts because his name was cleared. Cheers, Amy. So what do you think? Thank you. And also, Amy, thank you so much. Please email every week. You're the official correspondent.
Well, I mean, okay. Well, just the last part first. Hagrid being allowed to use a wand after the Battle of Hogwarts. I mean, sure, he's allowed to be now, but should he?
Should he? Yeah.
And, he should probably go back to school.
That does fit canonically with Harry Potter and the Boy. Yeah. So I like that. That's my headcanon. I like to think that's true.
To the other point, I was thinking about that. Yeah. Would the Animagus be the same as their Patronus?
Because you don't choose either.
You don't choose your Animagus.
Well, here's my thing. Here's my thing. I'd say no, not necessarily, because the Animagus is a reflection of you as a person. So you become an animal that kind of reflects you as a person. That's why Wormtail became the worm, because the tail was the worm. The Patronus reflects something or someone you love dearly. That's why Snape's was a doe, because it was Lily.
Oh.
And Lily's was a doe. And Lily's was a doe because of Harry's dad being a stag.
And Harry's also a stag.
Because of his dad. Who
is dead?
Yes, sadly. So that would be my answer. Happy to hear people's opinions.
Well, because I was thinking about what my Patronus or Animagus would possibly be, and especially when I was in this deep hole about becoming a Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Which, you know, another Hufflepuff, Justin Finch Fletchley.
I feel like there's a reason I haven't thought of him in a long time.
He's the guy that when Harry spoke to the snake in the Battle of Malfoy.
Playing at?
Yeah, he tried to tell everyone that. So he's a snitch.
So Hufflepuff's a dickhead.
Yeah, he's a dickhead as well. So let's not all jump on him. I was literally like, well, yeah, my Patronus will probably be a bloody wombat.
Oh, cool.
You know,
that Australian
just kind of just burrows in. No one really. You know, I guess they're kind of cute, but they just kind of just get on with it.
Cube poos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wombats poo cubes, I think. Yeah.
Well, look that up, Amy. thank you.
Hey, Sam, so where can people find you and your stuff? Because you do a bunch of stuff. You've worked with Tim McDonald, who appears on Have You Been Paying Attention? But he didn't do this. You plug your stuff. Tim, get out of here. Cool. I'm going to bleep that plug. I'm going to bleep it out. No plug for Tim.
Having said that, if you want, you can follow my Instagram at Sam Garb. You basically will just be following my life for a month until maybe a month's time I'll post something about doing Comedy Festival show next year.
Yeah, cool. And everyone, this is great. I saw Sam's Comedy Fest show. It must have been 2019. What was the show called again?
Pretty funny. No, it wasn't called that.
Wasn't it like Do I Know You or What? Who? Anyway, forget the name of the show because that show's over. He's doing another one. But one of the funniest shows I saw.
Thanks,
genuinely,
mate.
Saw it. I loved it. I'm sorry. I'm just stumbling on my words, but it was so funny. You play a bit of guitar. You do some great. Some of your stuff is like meta about stand-up comedy. Like I'm not sure if this ruins one of your bits, and I can cut it if you want. But there was a bit where you point to three people in the audience. You're like, so what's your name? Oh, Dave. What's your name? Katrina. What's your name? Samantha. And then you just go, sorry, my crowd work is just asking people their names. It's like really funny. So if the Comedy Fest is running next year, please go get a ticket to Sammy Garlap's show because he's fucking funny and really good.
Yeah. But my friend Tim, we can plug Tim. Yeah. You can also follow Tim and Sammy. And there's a few videos. Haven't put up any for like a year, but and, you know, they last.
And podcasts of your radio stuff as well.
Yeah.
So go and check out the Tim and Sammy podcast, which is awesome.
Yeah. And yeah, it's like, you know, we release stuff like Netflix, like we binge it. So there might not be anything the last year. But
Yeah, right. So you release everything at once and then you don't do anything for a year.
Yes. We just sit on it for a while.
Yeah, cool. Hey, thanks so much, man. Will you come back
on? Mate, I would love to come back on.
Good stuff. For all my stuff, radiomike.com.au, radio.mike on Insta, email the show, radiomikepod@gmail.com. And I think that's pretty much it. Catch you guys. Muggle on.
Mug off.
Mug off.
Mug off. Oh.